generally speaking, my theory is when you don't fire the pain in the butt, you trade him. But Daryl Morey did not extend Ben Simmons. He inherited him. He didn't sign him the contract. He didn't draft him. He inherited him. And when GMs get jobs, they try to play nice for a year and make it all work. And they say nice things and, oh, this will work forever. It doesn't. They probably should have moved him. But now you have a situation where Simmons is being stubborn and a brat. And Daryl Morey feels trapped. But Morey went on Philadelphia Radio yesterday and said, I am not trapped. We are going to sit this thing out for as long as it takes to get value for Ben Simmons. And here's the sound line.
Right now, any sort of trade would obviously Ben Simmons want. The best thing we can do is get role players back. That makes no sense. So people should buckle in. I mean, this is going to go a long time because our only task, my only job, is to help us get the best chance to win the title. Ben Simmons is a difference maker. So we get him back, he will help us win the title. If we can trade Ben Simmons for a difference maker, we will do it. You're going to think I'm kidding. I'm not. This can be 4 years.
So the Sixers organization has two advantages now. It's kind of pivoted in their favor. Number one is, they were the number one seed in the East last year. Okay, they can win a lot of games in the East. It's a good roster. It's a really good roster. Now you have Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid. So in the East, you have two of the best bigs. Tobias Harris, you can get 20 from him. Curry, you got they drafted well, they got some young players. This is a rookie roster. You can win games without Ben Simmons. You can go to the All-Star break. You can go longer. You're going to make the playoffs without Ben Simmons. The second thing is, Ben Simmons is taking, there's money being taken out of his bank account every day. Ben Simmons is watching hundreds of thousands of dollars every missed practice, every missed game being taken out. That's painful. That's why the Ben Simmons group now is claiming mental health issues. That is because they run out of options and they run out of leverage and now looking for sympathy on the internet. This is basically a kid that threatens to run away from home and the parents are saying, go for it, see you at dinner. I applaud the Sixers for their hard stand. There's 13 guys on this roster. One should not have the right to blow it up. I think this is good for the NBA between Harden in Houston, Kyrie in Brooklyn, and Ben Simmons in Philadelphia. The NBA has always been a players' league. I get it. People say, well, nobody goes to watch the GMs. Well, nobody goes to watch a football game to watch the GMs either. Nobody goes to watch a soccer game to watch anything other than a soccer star. That's a dumb argument. That's nobody watches any of these sports for executives. The NBA tends to get more power players because they have second and third ancillary incomes beyond the team. They have shooting. The other thing is, there's a smaller roster, fewer starters, so the stars matter more. It should be a player league, but there are limitations to everything. And the NBA, the Nets, and the Sixers have put their foot down. And by the way, even Jason Kelce, a Philadelphia Eagle, such a big story in Philadelphia, even a football player is coming.
Going on, I don't want to crush anyone, but what's going on with the 76ers, Ben Simmons, and like all that is because of a lack of accountability, a lack of owning up to mistakes, and a lack of correcting things. If all that got corrected, if you're fixing free throws, if you're getting better as a player, none of this is happening. So everybody can complain about, you know, how tough this city is to play in. Just play better here. The city will love you.
And by the way, it's not a huge thing, but it's something. The fans are now on the Sixers side, not Ben Simmons. Daryl Morey, there's a reason he's one of the most popular Philadelphia sports talk show stations. It's friendly territory. You're not going to get beat up. Everybody's on the inside. It's not everything, but it's something. The fans now are with the Sixers on this. And should one player not be able to hold an entire franchise?
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk about basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches,